This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Got nothing to do today? You want to do something? Ride down to Evergreen, Alabama. They got it going on down there. It's the Turnip Green Festival. They got a lot of activities going on, but one of the main event at 1:30, they've got Mr. Donald McDonald. That's right. He's a Sasquatch hunter with the TV show Killing Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Killing Bigfoot. And we've got him on line two right now. Let's welcome Donald McDonald. Good morning, Donald. How are you, sir?
Man, I am just doing wonderful. How are you making it today?
Man, we're fantastic. It's a gorgeous day. You know, one thing living in the South, last week it was in the 20s, and now this week it's going to be in the upper 70s. So things change. But I know you're here in Evergreen, Alabama. You're down for the Turnip Green Festival, and you are a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot expert.
Nah, I'm going to straighten you out at the Collard Green Festival.
Thank you, Donald.
Hey, Donald, that's not the first time I've done that, but I appreciate it.
He gets nervous sometimes.
Well, I mean, we got fame in front of us here. That's right. We got fun. Tell us what you do. I know you're on a TV show called Killing Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization. We've been around probably since the early 90s. Unlike a lot of the groups that come on, they just start the group for shows. But we've been around for 25 years or so. And we've had a lot of reports given to us. And we've been in the woods a whole bunch of times checking up with people, trying to help them out and help them understand what they've seen.
Are you having a lot of reports? I guess you are. Are there certain parts of the states that they're having certain counties having more sightings than other counties?
Now, I'm actually over in Mississippi around the Jackson area, and I've been hitting the woods there hard for several years, and I knew Mississippi was ate up with reports. But Alabama, the researchers I knew over this way were mostly in the north part of Alabama. I had never really checked into this. And old Lee Peacock, he got a hold of me, and they asked me if I would come down for the Collard Green Festival. So I got to checking, and I had no idea the south part of Alabama was just ate up with reports like it is. I started checking Conecuh County, and I ran up with over 20 reports.
Is that right?
And then, up around Pine Orchard and Burnt Corn?
Mm-hmm.
And then down the southeast corner of the county on the Sepulveda River, I got several sightings right in that area.
Now, Donald, have you yourself ever seen Sasquatch or Bigfoot?
Yeah, over south of Forest, Mississippi. Me and a couple of my buddies, we knew there was these creatures in this area because another guy we knew had been in there the week before, and he had seen a juvenile. One, it was on all fours. These things go on all fours and run. And this thing, at the end of a row, that a lot of times they'll put a berm up, keep them going down the swamps. And this thing darted in front of him, and he said it was about knee high is all it was. So we went in there the next weekend, and there's three of us, and we start hearing something moving around the woods, and we catch something out of the corner of our eye, something moving from tree to tree. It'd go 10 feet tree to tree in less than a second. It's so fast. Mm. And finally, at about 50 feet, it stepped out behind the tree and just kind of sat there and kind of swayed back and forth at us. And it was a night, but there was a full moon right behind that sucker, and you could see the hairs sticking out. And we got a real good look. And it was about seven and a half foot tall, shoulders probably 3.5 foot across.
So,
and that was a cool encounter right there.
No kidding. So what do you figure, about 250 pounds?
No, about 4 and a quarter.
Whoa.
These things aren't little. We've got reports of some of these things being over 10 feet tall, maybe even 12.
Donald, are you getting a lot of people? I know it's deer season here in Alabama statewide. A lot of people getting these Sasquatches on their game cameras?
Very sudden when you get one on the game camera, simply for the fact that after doing this for so many years, we've come to an understanding. We think these things see in that infrared spectrum that most of your game cameras use as your tripper. And plus, most time when you hang a game camera in the area they're at, they're going to be sitting there watching you hang the camera anyhow, so they know what's there.
Oh, man.
They are very aware of their surroundings.
Do they sleep in trees?
No, you won't find a full-grown, we call them monsters because that's just what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find a 10-foot-tall monster that's 600 pounds climbing a tree. Now, the small ones, yeah, they'll climb a tree.
That is scary.
Now, so when you go out and you go to an area, I know yesterday you told me you were in the Evergreen area and you found sign. Tell me a little bit about the sign.
Well, one thing we found, starting at about 10 foot off the ground to about 12 foot, where something had clawed the side of a couple of trees in the area. And this is up around the burnt corn area. That was just weird right there. We found a couple possible impressions on the ground. We don't call them tracks because they weren't a definite. They were washed out a little bit, so we call them impressions. We don't know they were tracks, but they appear, based on our experience, to be just impressions. They could be tracks.
And how big is their foot? Like 12 inches?
The ones we found were smaller ones. They were 10 to 12. We have seen them over 20 inches in the past.
Oh, my word.
We actually have a cast of one that's about 22 inches long. This is from a place over in northwest Louisiana called Monster Central, where all kind of crazy mess has gone on.
Well, you sit there, Donald, and, you know, I think of Jack Lynx, and I think messing with Sasquatch. You know, he looks like a friendly critter right there. But these things have caused a lot of havoc and a lot of damage across the southeast, have they not?
They have. Most of these things just want to be left the heck alone, just like any other wild animal. But for some reason, there's a few of them, and we kind of think it may be due to inbreeding, because we find where we have these monsters coming up and scaring folks, terrorizing them, killing their farm animals. We find 3- and 4-toed tracks where, you know, inbreeding has come in and caused them to lose digits. But I know people won't go outside their own home at night without a gun and a flashlight, and that just ain't right.
You know, it just amazes me, Donald, that nobody's ever taken a shot at one or seen one. As many deer hunters and turkey hunters that we have throughout the woods in Alabama, it amazes me we've never had that real encounter or really a capture or shoot, you know, somebody shooting one.
You've had that happen.
All right, tell me about
it. You really have. I know of 4 or 5 different monsters over the last 15 years that have been shot and killed. But the other ones have come up and drug it off. I know hunters that have had them in their scope, and when these monsters turn and look, they just couldn't shoot them. But I also know hunters that had that happen that will never go hunting again. I've got a lot of hunters that are, you know, big bad Mr. Hunter, and quit hunting. Won't go in the woods.
Now, is there some type government conspiracy? I mean, are they trying to cover this up, sort of like the aliens, you know, the out west?
I'm not going to get into that.
I got you.
Things, but I'm not even going to get into the government stuff.
That's right.
It's just too crazy.
Has there ever been any attacks on humans?
Yes. I know I have talked to 3 people just in Mississippi alone that have been attacked. One guy, he was near deer hunting. It was on a logging road, and there was a cut line off to the side. He had his chair. He was sitting in that little cut, so the deer couldn't see him. He hears something coming up through the woods, and he sees one walking on the other side of that little logging road. He brings his gun up just kind of halfway to his shoulder, doesn't point it at it yet. He hears something right behind him and looks, and something grabs him by the shoulder. He sees this about 7.5-8 foot tall, dark, hairy, bipedal something. It picks him up and throws him about 10 or 15 feet into a tree. He ended up with a fractured skull, dislocated shoulder, broke his collarbone, ribs, punctured lung, everything else. Oh. He woke up in the hospital. There was another fella down in the very south part of Mississippi, right in the edge of Louisiana. He was on his front porch, and he heard something and looked, and this thing had snuck up on him on the porch, grabbed him, and threw him into his trailer so hard, you know, with a concussion, that he woke up in the hospital.
Good gracious, and, alive.
On the TV show, when it comes out, we got two episodes that were filmed in Mississippi. We actually interview and talk to a family where one of the family members got attacked one night. I can't talk about that. You have to watch the show for that.
Well, tell us a little bit about the show. What channel can we find it, and when is it going to be on?
It's going to air Saturday, February the 4th, night before the Super Bowl, at 9 o'clock Central Time. It's on Destination America Channel. Now, don't ask me what network channel that is. You have to go look for that. I ain't sure.
And do y'all have a Facebook page?
Yes. Killing Bigfoot has a Facebook page. We have a website, killingbigfoot.com, and the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization, who I'm with, we all have Facebook pages set up for individual states. Bigfoot in Mississippi, Bigfoot in Alabama, Bigfoot in Texas, Bigfoot in Louisiana, Bigfoot in Oklahoma. We have all those set up, and we get on there a lot and share a lot of our evidence.
That is so cool. Oh, I do want to ask you this. What about, what type of noises do they make? I mean, you know, do they growl? Do they grunt? Are they very vocal?
A little bit of everything. The fellow we talked to yesterday said it sounded kind of like, this is up around the burnt corn area. They have heard this two or three times up there. It starts out with kind of a growl, then it turns into a full-grown holler and scream that he called it a man howl. But he said there's no way a man could have gotten this much depth and reverberation in that scream.
That is scary.
They packed up and left that day.
I don't blame them.
And now, Donald, so you hear all these stories, and you go out trying to find them.
I don't go in the woods without a gun.
Well, it sounds like they sound like they got that sixth sense to them. They've got an instinct. They know that you're there. You don't know that they're there. So you better be very careful.
They will. And if they get after me, if I can't outrun them, I'm going to shoot my buddy at the foot and outrun him.
That's why when you go bear hunting, you always take somebody slower than you.
That's right. But think about it. Most time, my research partner is my wife. I got good insurance on her.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, Donald, have you had reports from, like, farmers that, you know, whether they got cattle or chickens? I mean, I assume they're meat eaters.
Yes. Actually, in the southeast part of the county, Conecuh County, back in the 70s, there was a guy down there that lost a bunch of cattle. They were just mutilated. And the game of fish folks come in, they can never figure out what did it. And they said it was not they say there's not panthers here. We all know that's crap. There's panthers here. But it was not torn up like a panther or anything would get in and tear it up. It was just ripped to shreds. It's not clawed up.
Mm. Goodness.
We have reports of them. A guy, I can't remember where this was at. He had a bunch of pigs out in his back. He looks up, and this thing is stepping over a 6-foot fence with a hog up under each arm, about a 100-pound hog.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. He likes pork skins, too.
He's the only one. That's one reason I come down here. I want some barbecue today.
There you go. That's right. Get you some collard greens, some barbecue, and I know they're going to have some cornbread.
Oh, you better. That's part of the draw of me coming down here.
I guarantee it is. Donald, what about, I mean, here in Alabama, we love to deer hunt, and we love to deer hunt during the rut. I mean, do these, the Sasquatches, do they have a particular time of the year that is their breeding season, or is it, how does that work?
I don't know. We really don't know until we can get one and put one on the table for evidence and proof to science. We'll never know a lot of things about these creatures. You know, a lot of people want to say these are the forest friends, they're all cute and cuddly. That's bull crap.
Uh-huh.
When you see some of these people that I've interviewed and talked to, the look on in their eyes and goosebumps popping up on their arm, they're terrified. These things aren't forest friends.
So
some of them are just plain mean like people are.
So when people make the comment to you that, hey, I don't think they exist, I think that's just a bunch of garbage, and what do you say? What do you tell them? I'm sure there's a lot of naysayers out there.
I just let them talk. Don't do any good, because it's kind of like, you know, Democrats and Republicans. You can talk all you want, but you ain't going to change the other person's point of view.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's right. Well, Donald, man, we sure do appreciate you calling in this morning. You are there at the Collard Green Festival in Evergreen, Alabama, and you'll be there at 1:30 today.
Yeah, they're going to announce it. I'll be out. I believe it's an airplane hangar or something out there.
Probably out at the airfield. Right.
Yeah, I'll be out. The whole thing is out the airfield. There's a hangar over there, and I'm going to be doing my presentation at 1:30 at.
And that's right. And, folks, if you want to learn more about Bigfoot and the show Killing Bigfoot, it's going to come on February the 4th. It's on the Destination Channel. And, Donald, we appreciate you calling, and don't be a stranger. And if you ever, of course, I know you and I have hooked up on Facebook, but if you ever get a picture or you get anything good, send it to me. You ever need to use us as an avenue or a venue to promote your show, give us a holler.
I most certainly will, buddy.
All right,
man,
Donald.
Yeah,
be safe, brother.
It.
Be safe. And, man, I hope you find what you're looking for.
He is.
I know. I can tell.
We will find it eventually. I promise you that.
All right. Thank you so much. Good. Donald McDonald, that's right, Bigfoot hunter. He's on the show Killing Bigfoot. And if you're down in the Evergreen area today, 1:30 at the air hangar, y'all go by and see him. He's going to talk about killing Bigfoot.
Do it. Y'all need to go.